Dimitri, kann sie die Geschwindigkeit der Chorus-Modulation oder der Sonnegranaten-Schwieb? Wenn der Einsteller ganz entgegen den Ölsiger Sinn gedreht wird, erhöht sich die Schwiebgeschwindigkeit. Beim Schließen rastet der Deckel automatisch ein. A soft electronic breeze blew across the plains, this floating diamond. If not here, it was somewhere close by that I existed. A pool of hazy violet fluid had formed by my feet over the last few drifting hours, and a voice had said to me, "Understand such dark pretensions as you would have." The voice died. The violet fluid became some nature of being and began to emit strange beams of energy radiating in all directions simultaneously save west. Over a period not exceeding 12 seconds, I questioned and rationalized my existence. With freshened hope, I set off on my quest. I noted that an hour had elapsed between my former location and my bedroom door. No doubt this would be due to a discarded portal carelessly left in my path by one of the many mindless creatures that inhabit this wilderness. I had stepped through many since my earliest childhood, resulting in the total disruption of the linear patterns of my life. I opened the bedroom door and crossed its haunted threshold, feeling the chill of other confused entities as they passed through me and me through them. I paid my respects, being the only safe form of conduct at this point in my life. A certain darkness lay waiting for me inside the room I had entered to search for the stranger, or Zuptin as our second world legends would have it. They had spoken of him in the strange, domed world at the far side of creation, and of the ceremony of night essence as a powerful, undefinable life form. For myself, my interest in him is purely sexual, a lust to feel the energy of his orgasm. Outside, the sunlight had been genuine. In here, it was obviously artificial. Although this bedroom was mine, I did not recognize it. It was possibly due to many recklessly discarded time portals that I had stepped through, creating surrealistic centuries since I had last been here, minutes earlier. My name had long since left my memory, though my identity seemed to have survived erasure. I could feel hands of heatless flame burning the clothes from my body. I caught sight of my own naked body in one of the countless hideous mirrors that lined the walls of my bedroom. Only now, I began to wonder if it had ever been mine. A small speck of silver light developed in the crack of the ceiling. Suddenly, it was many millennia since anybody had been within these four walls, or however many there had been. My heart began to pound in unison, pumping life-giving fluids to every part of my being. I found the speck of light exciting. Its silver cloud caused throbbing sensation in my sexual organs, though I could no longer recall where they were, and my identity began to die with me. Niveau de l'effet, ce potentiomètre contrôle le niveau du signal prêt aux deux sorties. Le niveau du signal entre deux groupes prises de sortie n'est pas affecté par ce potentiomètre. Le potentiomètre au niveau de l'effet est utilisé pour contrôler l'intensité de l'effet des joueurs. Niveau de l'effet. Ce potentiomètre contrôle le niveau du signal entre deux sorties. Le niveau du signal entre deux groupes prises de sortie n'est pas affecté par ce potentiomètre. Le potentiomètre au niveau de l'effet est utilisé pour contrôler l'intensité de l'effet des joueurs. As monotonous music filled the sky as far as the horizons of this floating diamond, pain filled my being. Jagged blades slashed and ripped at limbs too countless to mention. A small pool of violet fluid again drawn by my feet, covered with specks of silver light dancing on its thick greasy surface. With the level of torture varying, I pass through spells that takes pain and unconsciousness. Some periods lasted for millennia, others for seconds. Time had no rules in this domain. At last I knew where I was, or perhaps where I had been. But one point of reference in this confusion was welcome enough. More pain came in vicious waves, each one being a little deadlier. So time began to pass both ways simultaneously. I could feel agonized parts of me slipping backwards into the past, while others continued their slow journey into the future. Thoughts of sexuality confused themselves with those of death as I fell back onto my bed, whispering, "Fuck me." I pulled back the continental quilt to let the sunlight warm my breasts. They were covered in sweat, rolling from my body onto the sheets in small drips. It must have been summer. Now it was all over. A distant nightmare somewhere back in the single direction that time runs in this particular frame of reality. Save for a few savage cuts that covered the inside of my thighs. Okay, cut, take five.